Seconds to come back on. Okay, we're back on the streaming side. All right. Let us know if you can hear us or not. There is sound on the streaming side, so we do have sound on the streaming side, and hopefully we have sound now on the Facebook side.
Let us know if you're getting a clear signal now on this Facebook feed. Yes, no. Testing 1, 2.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got one person coming back, so let's see. What does that say?
There's sound on the streaming side. Let me see. Some folks need to come off Facebook anyway.
Who said that?
No sound on Facebook. So it must be something going on with Facebook.
It's got to be. Okay. Mm. All right. Well,
we can keep going on Facebook. It might come on as we're going, okay. But if not,
I'll go ahead and text them to see what's
and
happening.
Then, you know, we usually have closed captions, so if we're talking, the words usually come up there. Closed caption is also not working. So at least if we were talking and they were on there, they could see the closed caption and read what we were saying. But Tim Williams is watching now, but he can't hear. So I think this is Tim's first time.
See if they can go on ATOP. Go through ATOP.
One ATOP TV.
Go to one ATOP TV. Go to.
He said, just came back on Facebook.
All right. Okay. Just came back on. If it goes out again, please go.
Bear with us, yeah.
1-ATOP TV, that's our streaming side, and you will be able to hear us. Crystal is back with us. Dr. Q is back with us. Good evening, Brother Tim. Thank you for joining on tonight. Well, we're in the middle of our Bible study, having some technical challenges. With the hearing, was hearing you on streaming. Okay, thank you, Sister Evelyn. Lots of people on the streaming side.
Right.
Amen. Okay, Sister Tamara says she can hear now. Thank you. Wonderful. So we can finish our Bible study. We, you know, we're 30 minutes in, and so we can get to our scripture topic for tonight.
Okay.
And you know, we're in the book of Numbers, the 9th chapter, and we usually just do a little summary of what has transpired. But we talk about the characters first, and the characters, of course, are Moses, and we know that Moses was chosen by God to lead the children of Israel to Canaan, which was the promised land. Aaron is the high priest. Aaron is also Moses' brother, and he was born into the tribe of Levi. And we talk about how Levites are the priests, the priestly tribe, and that all of the priests come out of Levi, but not all Levites are priests.
Okay.
And then in this particular chapter, the 9th chapter, it also talks about those who were certain men who did not keep the Passover feast because of their spiritual uncleanliness. Now, in those days, you were spiritually unclean if you touched the dead or if you interacted with the dead or several other reasons. But we're going to talk about some of the Passover feast. And what they mean, the celebration of the Passover feast.
Okay, so we have a lot to do with the observance of Passover that's coming out into this particular chapter.
Yes.
And then we also see that there is the guidance that you talk about in terms of God's presence among the Israelites during their wilderness journey.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? And this chapter also, I think it, Lady Kim recounts how God commanded Moses to instruct the people as related to observance and the guidelines that were necessary in order to do things in a way that pleased him.
Mm-hmm.
we know that God is a God of order,
mm-hmm.
and He wants things done decently and in order.
Mm-hmm.
And many times, I think when we miss that in terms of what God is trying to tell us and start doing things our way rather than His way, then God is not pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to act accordingly, and obedience is what brings the reward. And many times we end up missing the blessing because we fail to walk in obedience to what God requires of us.
Amen. Right. Amen. Yes.
So we're still clear on the signal.
Yes, we're still clear. Okay. Yes.
And so there are several things. And how many verses here? About 23 verses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the ninth chapter. And we don't usually read all of the verses, but we just kind of summarize these verses. Do you have a breakdown of how these verses will be presented, these 23 verses?
Mm-hmm. And I usually use the outline that comes from To Be Like Christ,
mm-hmm.
Because it gives a real succinct breakdown of how the chapter flows. And so chapter 9 of Numbers, verses 1 through 5 talk about the celebration of the second Passover. So this is very early on, this ninth chapter, very early on. It's like a year after they have left the left Egypt.
Okay.
Okay. And then verses 6 through 14 talk about the secondary day for those who had missed the original Passover.
Mm-hmm.
And then verses 15 through 23 talk about the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
Okay.
So that's how it's broken down.
Okay. And so, as always, we try to make it live and have relevance for us today.
Right.
In terms of what God is saying to us. And we have a firm belief that this is not just a word for the Old Testament, but it's also a living word for us today to and have application for what God would have for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about them remembering the Passover, you know, we have to remember a lot. Jesus instituted the Last Supper and the Lord's Supper that we participate in. He says, often as you do this in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to remember the sacrifice that was paid. We have to remember how God so loved us that He was willing to die that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we have to also remember that through salvation, we have the right to the tree of life. And so many times I think we forget about the sacrifice, and we talked about sacrifices for about 2 months, but we many times forget the sacrifice that was paid. And when we reflect on the trials and the tribulations, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and how Jesus was humiliated and how He went through an excruciating pain and how He did not come down from the cross, but He stayed there. And He rose right early that Easter Sunday morning so that we might too have a right to the tree of life and that we might have acceptance as to Him as Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm. And throughout the Bible, we're asked to remember,
right,
to look back, to do some reflection. And so this celebration of the Passover, we know what the Passover was, and for those who don't know what the Passover was, it was when the angel told them, the Israelites, to put the blood over the doorpost of their home so the death angel would pass over them and would not cause death to the firstborn. And those who did not have the blood over the doorpost, the firstborn was killed. And so they were asked to remember the Passover as they fled from Egypt.
Right.
And so this is the second celebration of the Passover. The first one happened when they were there in Egypt and they were told what instructed what to do, and everyone who did it, the death angel passed over. Now this is the second one here in the book of Numbers. And so God spoke to Moses and told him to command the Israelites to keep the Passover memorial just as they had 1 year previous when they had left Egypt. And so the feast was to be observed on the 14th day of the first month at twilight. And the people kept the feast according to all the instructions that God had previously given them. So we know that night they ate of the Passover lamb. They had a celebration feast. They put the blood on the doorpost, and death's angel passed over. So now God is telling them for this second remembrance, this second time, they are going to observe it. Exactly what day to observe on, which was the 14th day of the first month. And not only the day, but at the time of day, at twilight.
So, you know, as you were sharing that, Lady Kim, it just helps us to understand how important it is to recognize God's grace in our own situations. And even though he's asking the children of Israel to remember a significant time in their lives, so it is with us. Because all of us have, should have, and we do have history with God. There are some things that we can look back over our lives and really succinctly remember how God brought us out, how it was nobody but God, how it was not our money, it was not our education, it was not our friends, it was not our acquaintances, it was not our relationships, it was not our job, but it was nobody but God who was able to deliver us. And many times it could be a sickness, it could be a financial difficulty, it could be a situation with, you know, a death in your family or anything like that. But we have to look back and remember, and we have to hold on to that faith file that we talk about all the time, because times will come when we will find ourselves in situations where our backs are up against the wall. And all too often we forget about how the Lord brought us out the last time.
Amen.
And we are so focused on what we're going through right now that we don't remember how God was the one who made a way for us to get out of the last situation.
That's right.
There's an old song that they used to sing, "Its victory will help you some other to win." That's not the name, the title of the song, but I think that's a verse in the song.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
And so, you know, this is not going to be the last situation that you're going to be faced with. And so it's important that you remember how God was so gracious to you. It's important that you remember God's grace in your circumstances so that you can know that what looks like a difficult thing to you, there's nothing too hard for the Lord.
Nothing too
is
hard
that right?
For the Lord. That's correct. That's correct. Yes. And so, you know, they had to keep the feast or keep God's command according to what he said in order to go forth. Now, verses 6 through 14, there's a secondary day for those who missed the Passover.
Okay.
And so I'd like to read that because it talks about why they missed the Passover. It says some of the men had been
separated. That's the ninth chapter of Numbers for those of you who are just joining us.
At the sixth verse, but some of the men had been ceremonially defiled by touching a dead body, so they could not celebrate the Passover that day. They came to Moses and Aaron that day and said, "We have become ceremonially unclean by touching a dead body. But why should we be prevented from presenting the Lord's offering at the proper time with the rest of the Israelites?" Moses answered, "Wait here until I have received instructions from the Lord." This was the Lord's reply to Moses: "Give the following instructions to the people of Israel. If any of the people now or in the future generations are ceremonially unclean at Passover time because of touching a dead body, or if they are on a journey and cannot be present at the ceremony, they may still celebrate the Lord's Passover. They must offer the Passover sacrifice once a month at twilight on the 14th day of the second month. They must eat the Passover lamb at that time with bitter salad greens and bread made without yeast. They must not leave any of the lamb until the next morning, and they must not break any of its bones. They must follow all of the normal regulations concerning the Passover. But those who neglect to celebrate the Passover at the regular time, even though they are ceremonially clean and not away on a trip, will be cut off from the community of Israel. If they fail to present the Lord's offering at the proper time, they will suffer the consequences of their guilt. And if foreigners living among you want to celebrate the Passover to the Lord, they must follow these same decrees and regulations. The same laws apply both to native-born Israelites and to foreigners living among you.
And that was through what?
Through 14.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's really key there that God had given them a second chance. Is that what you see in coming
right.
out of that?
Yes. Now, God didn't want them to intentionally miss out on the first Passover.
Right, right.
These were for those specifically who were ceremonially unclean because they had to deal with the dead. Say, mm-hmm. for instance, your mother died or your father died. They had to go to the funeral or they had to prepare a dead body. Anything dealing with the dead, God gave them another opportunity to participate in the Passover. And then you might have been traveling that day when the Passover came
okay.
not able because, you know, they didn't have cars back then. They didn't have planes and trains and airplanes. They went everywhere by an animal or by walking. So it may have taken them a while to get where they needed to go. So because it took them a while, if they missed Passover, they were to celebrate the secondary day for those who missed the Passover on the first day.
Okay, and that's still similar to what we just finished talking about the remembrance, how we make it applicable for us today. Because there are some situations in our lives where God gives us a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? We serve a God of another chance.
Thank you, Lord.
His grace is yet in motion for us, just like it was for them.
Yes.
And so we have to make sure that we observe and that we acknowledge, that we understand how important it is to be obedient to what God requires of us. And even if we fall short, or even if circumstances prevent us from committing ourselves, and as you talked about a couple of weeks of presenting our bodies as living sacrifices, then God's grace is available, and His grace is in motion in the midst of our circumstances.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay. So that was through 14?
That's correct.
All right.
And then the last part of that talked about the fiery cloud and the at night and the pillar of the pillar of cloud by day and the fiery cloud at night.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Exodus 13:21, we were told God guided the Israelites with a pillar of cloud during the day and a pillar of fire during the night. When the tabernacle was set up, the pillar of cloud rested over the tent.
Okay.
When the pillar moved, the Israelites knew it was time to break camp and relocate. Sometimes the pillar remained in the same location for weeks.
Hmm.
Other times it moved after only a short few hours. Whenever and wherever the pillar of cloud and fire moved, the Israelites had to follow.
Wow. That's powerful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So what would be the application for us in that regard? They had a significant sign that they were seeking or looking for, and they waited for that until it actually moved or it stayed in place before they moved.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And so I think part of what we see here is us seeking God's guidance. Matthew 6:33 says how we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of those other things shall be added unto us. And I think many times when we ask God to order our steps and lead us, seek his guidance, wait for instruction, wait for the sign that he's going to show us. Some people don't believe in asking God for a sign.
Amen.
But God will direct us in the way in which he would have us to go. And many times it's based upon us understanding. When we talk about his will for our lives, we have to understand his word, because the will is connected to the word of God. And if we don't study the word,
we don't completely
understand his will for our lives.
That's right.
And so we are missed the sign because we have not indulge in the word.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
Am I preaching? I'm preaching a little bit better than y'all saying amen now.
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Portia, go ahead.
That's also turns back to that process of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hear the word continually to build your faith.
That's right.
So you have to stay in your Bible.
Okay. You got to stay in it. And the word says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, and rightly divide the word of truth. So we have to stay in that word. We have to trust God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We have to call those things that be not as though they already are. We have to step out on our faith, because once we step out, what will happen?
God will step in. Amen.
But sometimes we are afraid to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to trust him even when you can't trace him. And your faith level should be of such now, with the history that you have with God, that you know God's going to make a way.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to open the door. God's going to direct you in the way in which he would have you to go. And if it doesn't happen when you think it ought to happen, then God is giving you a sign right there to let you know that you're perhaps not ready for what he's trying to release in your situation.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
That's right. And you know, one thing that I think this is bringing out is that they moved when the pillar of fire moved. They moved when the cloud moved.
That's it.
And they waited for that direction.
They waited.
Do we wait for God to direct us? A lot of times we just move. We just go and we do, and we don't ask for God's guidance. We don't ask for his direction. But we need to ask for God's direction. Before we move.
And we got to wait on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They that wait upon the Lord, what will happen?
He'll renew their strength.
He'll renew their strength.
Mount up on with wings as eagles, run and not get weary, walk and not faint.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So sometimes God puts us in a position of waiting on him to strengthen us for what he has in store for us.
Amen.
Is that right?
Before That's right.
choosing a path or before stepping out doing anything, we need to ask for God's guidance and direction.
Okay.
A lot of times God will have you wait to show you how to have patience.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
He will make you wait.
Okay.
In order to show you how to have patience.
That's good.
You have to have patience with God about what he's going to do for you. He is not a genie.
Mm.
You don't blink your eyes and bow your head just because you ask for something and bam, it's right there. It has to be in his order.
That's good. I was thinking about James when James says, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulation, knowing this, that the trying of our faith is what worketh patience.
Yes.
Then let patience have a perfect work. So God's trying to do something in the midst of you waiting on him to direct you in terms of the way in which he would have you to go.
Amen.
And we're all so impatient right now because everything is so instantaneous.
That's right. And we want it now. We don't want to wait. We want it right now. But God's ways far exceed our ways, his thoughts far exceed our thoughts, right?
Absolutely.
And many times God will hold back something so that he might prepare us for what he has in store for us.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You didn't learn that lesson, so I'm going to give you another.
All right. That's right. Well, we're getting ready to wrap it up here tonight, Lady Kim. You want to give us some more insight in terms of making this applicable for us in this ninth chapter of Numbers? It talks about the Passover. It talks about the second blessing, really. That's not what it's entitled, but it's a second opportunity, a second chance at the Passover, those who missed it for various reasons and circumstances. And then it talks about how how important it is for us to seek God for guidance and direction and not move on our time, but to wait on Him to give us specific instructions in terms of where He would have us to go.
Amen. Amen. And I think there was a song by B.B. King that said, don't make your move too soon.
Watch out, Reverend.
Amen. Don't make your move too
That's
soon.
That's old school. You don't know that about times, that. You ain't old enough to know that.
Right, I'm not. I am not old enough to remember that. So I heard it. Somebody told me that.
Somebody told you.
Yeah, don't make your move too soon. That's so right. Before you make any kind of move, before we make any kind of decision, before we do any kind of relocating, before we do undertake any kind of project, before we make an investment, before we pursue our dream, we need to seek God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Seek God for guidance and direction.
That's it.
Amen. Because He will show us if we ask Him through prayer, through meditation, sometimes fasting, mm-hmm. and through His word.
That's it.
He will reveal His purpose and His plan for our lives. And so we just have to take heed to God and what He's speaking to us. No, we don't have a pillar of fire. No, we don't have a pillar of cloud. But we do have His precious Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us along the way.
That's good. That's rich right there. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're getting ready to wrap it up. Ms. Portia, anything else you want to share with us as we prepare to close out? Let me turn the camera around. There we go.
Well, the ladies did have a faith step.
Okay.
That I asked them to do for themselves, mm-hmm. which was to write down a prayer that you have asked God for.
Okay.
No matter how long ago it is or how soon it was. Write down every blessing that God has blessed you with throughout your life.
Okay.
I don't have enough time.
I know, right? More enough paper, right?
And some of them you have forgotten about.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank Him for that and continue to thank Him and be gracious about it, because mm-hmm. He didn't have to do it.
But He did.
But He
Hallelujah.
Did.
Hallelujah.
You know, journaling is key, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's like that faith file that we talk about, because when you journal and when you reflect on what God has done and you mm-hmm. keep a record of it, It will strengthen your faith as a result of going back, looking at that and rehearsing that in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will give you a sureness and a determination to know that God's got you in the midst of what you're going through now.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this has been a good study tonight. We want to see if there are any prayer requests or any other requests that we might need to share. Lady Kim is going to give us a list of some of the sick and shut-in and bereavements that we have. But we apologize for the technical difficulties tonight, and we thank God for those of you who are willing to endure. And on the streaming side, thank y'all for your patience with working with us through this. This is probably the third week in a row, isn't it, that we've had some challenges with Facebook. I don't know if that was our fault or Facebook's fault on this one, but we can't put the blame anywhere. We just have to keep moving forward.
Amen. Well, we do have prayer requests on tonight. If you have any prayer requests, you can put them in the chat so we'll make sure that we lift them up. Christopher Keys would like prayer on tonight. Okay, thank you, Brother Chris. All right, and then we have Sister Barbara Knight, and Mother Roxy Briggs in the loss of Sister Barbara's nephew. That was Mother Roxy's grandson who was tragically killed in a car accident on last week. That funeral will be this coming Saturday at R.S. Lewis and Sons. The visitation is at 9 and the service is at 10 for Lorenzo Spikes Jr. Please lift him up in a mighty way. He leaves behind a 2-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. And so, such a tragedy, unexpected. And then we want to lift up one of our members, two of our members, really, Sister Pat Didlake and Sister Carolyn Holmes, in the loss of their friend, dear friend, a dental hygienist, who was tragically killed this past weekend. So we want to ask for prayers for them. Also on our feed tonight, Brother Christopher Keys is asking for prayer. So whatever it is that he stands in need of, we know that God is a God
That's
who
right.
not only hears prayers, but he answers our prayers. He just asked us to have faith as the size of a mustard seed. And if we have mustard seed faith, he said that mustard seed faith can move mountains. So we just thank God tonight. Amen. And we just thank God for safe travel and traveling grace and mercies for our women's ministry as we went to Destin, Florida this past weekend, had a marvelous, wonderful time of rest, relaxation, and a Holy Ghost spirit-filled activities that we partook in. And so we just thank God. And we thank God for the service that went forth with boldness and with power on this weekend, on this past weekend. And then we want to remind you that this coming Friday will be our Luminary Cancer Walk. Our Luminary Cancer Walk will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. So come on out, walk as much or as little as you like. But don't forget to make a donation, a $10 donation. We'll get you a luminary bag that we illuminate with a candle in memory, in honor, or in memory, in honor, or in remembrance of
support.
Or in support for the survivors. The ones
who are going
through. Yes. Who are going through.
Right,
yes.
Right, right.
$10 per bag. All of the proceeds go to the American Cancer Society. Last year, we were able to donate over $2,000 to the American Cancer Society. So we hope you will support us in our Luminary Cancer Walk. And then on Sunday, join us for our Sunday school at 8:30, service at 9:45. And then we will go out for our feeding program, our Meals from the Heart feeding program, as we feed food insecure individuals in our community. So Sister Michelle is asking prayers for her brother Clarence White as he has tests on Friday.
Okay. And Michelle mentioned to me Sunday, Lady Kim, yesterday, that logistically we probably have to look at the walk with early voting still in place.
Right.
And we by all means want to encourage those of you who have not voted already to don't be scared by the lines that you see. Go ahead and wait. The line is longer than it is than it
seems.
Mm-hmm. And once you get in, then it moves rather quickly. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage those of you not to be discouraged, because that can very easily prevent you from really being a part of the solution and casting your vote. And so just remember the sacrifices that were paid for us to have the right to vote, and how there are so many things against us to try to keep us from voting so that our voices won't be heard. But your voice needs to be heard. And so even if you have to bring a chair, even if you have to, if you have some disability, they will let you go to the front of the line. But we definitely want to encourage everyone to make sure that you exercise your right to vote. I think maybe if you go later in the evening or early in the morning, it would be a little quicker. But either way, make sure. We had lines every day, all the way to the parking lot, Lady Kim, where people were waiting and people brought their chairs and they were sitting. And some came early, even before the polls opened, so that they could make sure that they would be in that first section of people that would go through. And the poll workers have been gracious enough to open up when they see the lines long before the polls actually open, and start letting people in a little early.
Amen. And then don't forget to check your ballot
before you print. That's right.
Check your ballot before you print and make sure that those that you have selected are on your ballot.
That's right.
Sometimes if you push on the screen, it may not illuminate. And so it may not select the person you,
that you said.
Have chosen.
That's right.
So make sure when you select that person, that box turns green. But when you get to that last page on the ballot, that you check your ballot carefully and make sure that you have voted for the president and all the others, school board members or whoever else that's on the ballot that you want, the senators and whoever else is on the ballot. There's some referendums that that's are right. there for the city of Memphis. And so make sure you check your ballot before you hit print to make sure that you are casting your vote for the person that you have selected. All right. If nothing else, we're going to go to God in prayer on tonight as we end our study. Precious Jesus, how we love you. We thank you. We bless you and honor you, for you alone are worthy to be praised. God, we lift up the prayer concerns to you tonight. We lift up, first of all, our bereaved families, God. We lift up Sister Barbara Knight and Sister Roxy Briggs and the loss of that nephew and grandson. We lift up Sister Pat Didlake and Sister Carolyn Holmes in the loss of that dear friend. We lift up Sister Dorstein Turner in the loss of her brother. And God, there are many who ask for prayer on tonight. We lift up Brother Clarence White as he is facing a test on this week, medical test this week. Oh God, we lift up Christopher Keys, our visitor, God, whatever he stands in need of, God, we ask that you would provide all of your need, all of his need, according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we thank you tonight. We ask for traveling mercies for Portia as yes, she returns God. To yes, Chicago God. On tomorrow morning, God. Be it, put angels all around the vehicle tomorrow, God, and keep her from any distracted drivers, drunk drivers, angry drivers, God. We ask that you would keep the car in mechanical working order that she might go from Memphis to Chicago. And we thank you for the time that she has shared with us. And we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to watch over us and keep us. All the things that we have planned this coming weekend, the luminary walk and meals from the heart and the voting and whatever else there is to come, God, we ask your choicest blessings to be upon it as we go forth. We love you, we thank you, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, everybody, all right. All for right. joining us for Bible study tonight. Good night.
Good night. Be blessed.